All right, we actually really are plugged in now, Jim. Good to have you on. Jim West is joining me on the podcast tonight. Always good to get Jim's ideas of what's happening on the ground over there in the US and what's happening in your mind, Mr. West. Always interesting to cover that and your research. But you're listening to the Kraz Files podcast with Adam. Everything's up on the website, krazfiles.com. Enjoy, lots going up. Thank you, as always, to the members for plugging in and your support. Doing a lot of podcasts lately and going over different ideas. People have different ideas, and I think it's interesting to cover all the aspects of COVID and what we're seeing and put up interesting material for people to listen to and digest. So let me know what you think, Jim. What's going on?
Well, out here in the Southwest, because I escaped from New York, people are thinking about getting life back to normal, although with face masks and social distancing, everybody's still totally brainwashed and everybody's a robot, but they're full of love and it's, they're wonderful people, but it's like, it's kind of depressing for me. Because they don't want to hear a scientific viewpoint, alternative viewpoint. You know, they just want to know how to get through this whole thing, using the standard mainstream view of what this whole COVID thing is. You know, so.
So what are you seeing now after all these days and chatting? What is COVID to you? What is all this about? Any new ideas in your head about what they're trying to do with this and bring in and what's been covering up and all of that?
Well, I mean, we've been through this on the previous podcast, but I do have a blog, and you have some of the written material on your website, but the latest thing is I've created a huge chart that covers 33 epicenters. And without a doubt, this is related to some kind of change in fracking protocol. You will not find a COVID epidemic where there is a lack of air pollution. Air pollution and COVID are the same thing. You know, I have a chart and I've sorted it on incidence, which is the number of cases or the number of COVID deaths per population. And at the top, you got China, you got New York City. At the bottom, you have, Brazil, Arizona, places where there's not much air pollution. That's just the way it is. That's what it is. I have 12 studies that say that the prime contributor to this virus disease is air pollution. But you can subtract the virus out because there is no virus. That leaves one thing, that's air pollution. And that's on my website too, the proof that there is no virus. It's just a propaganda icon. They know that nobody is going to read the sophisticated literature about virology, and nobody's going to understand it. So they BS you with a virus story, and they're covering for air pollution. End of story. The result is that you have to wear a mask. You have to be in lockdown. You can't get near 6 feet, etc. And that's it, you know. But it's frustrating because I lose respect for people because, you know, you go to talk to them and you see fear in their eyes as they run away, you know. It's weird. completely weird.
It's like they, a lot of the general public want their COVID. It's like they're in some sick way. They always want it, or they're enjoying it or something, you know? And as I said before, now they've let them out a little bit to go out and get their coffees and be around. It's still restrictions, but they're just so happy. I don't know. There's just been a great experience for them, it seems. I can't work them out. It's a strange thing to see, indeed. I don't know. I really don't know. All we can do is we always cover this crazy stranglehold the big pharma and the doctors have and the drug industry have over them. I don't know. It's like I can't work it out. It's crazy. They seem to be enjoying this.
Well, the doctors have figured out the psychological formula for what people want. You know, they want to be in a horror movie, and if you tell them it's just a movie, they don't have to be in it. They get angry. You know, they don't want to hear it. They walk away. You know, it's like their life is such a scary thing for them that they'd rather believe a horror than believe that their master is tricking them, you know.
What's your ideas on this creepy Dr. Fauci? Is that how you say his name? He's appeared over Donald Trump's shoulder, and every time I see him here on the news, because he's always there in the background, he's glaring behind his glasses. He's a very creepy individual, but he's stolen the limelight, it seems. This guy's obviously heavily invested, making a lot of money. I've got photos of him with Bill Gates. They're doing a lot of backhanded deals, but he seems to be in control of the government there and running everything COVID. He's the COVID man.
Well, he's like a George Orwell Animal Farm character.
He's
like a midget who has all the power of he's like a fascist midget. Kind of like the Wizard of Oz or something, you know, up there wielding his power, you know, and it's so funny, really. It's pretty hilarious in a horrible way, you know. But unfortunately, they've shut down the world. But they've also revealed the world as a bunch of stupid people. So it's doubly bad, you know. You know, even if it goes back to normal, I'm just going to see everybody that I used to know as robots. You know, it's like I'm looking at, I know that these people, when as soon as Simple Simon says jump, they're all going to jump again, you know.
That's right. Yeah.
Even if it goes back to normal and we're all having a party and we're all happy and we're going to clubs and all that, there's still a bunch of Simple Simon jumpers. You know? It's not good. You know, I'm ready to be beamed up, you know, if there's any way, you know.
What do you think, well, you know, Dr. Fauci and Bill Gates seem to have a heavy hand in everything that's going on. He's everywhere you look, there he is. He's turned up. I don't know. What do you think is going on there with Trump? Any more ideas on Trump? Is he a deep state guy, or is he truly fighting the powers of evil? Where can we go with him? Because no one seems to know. One thing, he surprises you, and then you like don't trust him, and then he surprises you. He's very erratic.
Well, you know, he did say at the very beginning, is a hoax. COVID is a hoax. And he said that several times because he saw it as a threat to his presidency, you know. And now he's even mentioning mandatory vaccines. So I think they've got him over a barrel, you know. And he really is about making money and playing the game, you know. But he has been a pretty honest guy. He's always called these things. He says, yeah, it's a hoax, but I've got a job to do. I'm president, and I have to represent industry, you know. And so he's representing an industry. Otherwise, he's not going to be president. So he's got a split mind. He's a sort of schizo, you know. He's living in two worlds, but he does tell us the truth, and then he hits us over the head with a baseball bat, you know.
Mm.
So that's the good part. It's better than Obama, who lied to us and then hits us over the head with a baseball bat. You know,
well, it's,
but Bill Gates. You mentioned Bill Gates. Bill Gates is a on the autism borderline. He's a Asperger's. You know, Why do they have a guy that being a world authority on anything? You know, he's brain damaged. You know. Yeah. So, but I guess you know, you need a brain damaged person to be in tune with the rest of society, because society is brain damaged.
So Bill Gates has Asperger's.
Yeah, he's officially Asperger's. Mm. Yeah,
that's interesting. Is he as smart as he looks, or he's just super cunning, or what is it with this guy?
I don't think he looks smart. He acts.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he's smart. Very. Yeah, I know. I don't think he is either. But there's something about him, you know. He's
well, he's rich. You know, people think rich people are smart. And I've read that he was just a figurehead, and that in the Microsoft meetings they didn't even listen to him. You know, he's just there as a public figurehead.
Just a puppet. Yeah.
Yeah. Puppet, and Microsoft executives, they don't even talk to him. No, that's what I was hearing. You know, he'd be at the meetings, but he's just there to play the game. You know, and you know, nobody wants to, you know, deal with the public, so they work out what they're going to do with Microsoft. But he's like the public guy. Like, I think Steve Jobs is like that too. You know, he's a public figure, a politician. You know.
Mm.
So, you know, Microsoft is like a country, a nation. It's a huge power, you know. So you have to have a public figurehead. You can't have a public figurehead that is also making technical decisions, because that's two different jobs, you know. So, you know, I guess Trump is like that too. He's a figurehead. He's an actor. He likes being on stage, you know.
Mm.
So.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know, man. What's the point of this world? You know, it's not. It's getting to be. I mean, it was always a little fakey, but now it's totally fakey. You know?
Yeah, it's weird. It's like a freak show. Traveling carnival freak show.
Yeah,
it's a freak going show around. Yeah,
a cast of millions. You know,
it's really nuts. Someone, I think I was a guest the other week on Ethan's show on Tot News. Say hi to Ethan. He's always listening. A great show, and he's doing a great job up there at Tot. And he was asking me, have you been on Alex Jones lately, you know? And so I haven't seen him for a while, you know? And he said he had neither, and he went on there, and have you watched it? And I was like, no. And he was saying that it's so over the top, and it's like a cartoon. He's really animated, just carrying on and screaming more than he usually does. So, you know, these kinds of outlets have become extremely more animated than they were before. And we see other outlets, like with Mike Adams. You've been tracking Mike Adams and Natural News, also acting very bizarrely and strangely. We've got all these characters in this movie. You know, you turn on the freak show movie set, Jim, and you got there's Bill Gates, and there's Fauci, and there's Donald Trump, and there's Alex Jones yelling, and there's Mike Adams selling, It's just bizarre, the whole thing. It's such a crazy situation. But yeah. No, I hadn't been on to see Alex for a while. I like what some of his stuff that he puts out, and they obviously do a very entertaining and good show. But I did watch a little bit, and he's over the top. He's going bananas.
Yeah, but he's totally pro COVID virus and all that.
Exactly, yeah, yeah. Do you think they're doing that on purpose, or they're just, I don't know. I have covered that in a show recently about centering around the virus. I feel like I have to as well. I'm trying to cover every aspect. I've had guests on that think it's something's been released, and people do feel that because they're seeing people dropping like flies in New York and they get scared. And I got to cover that. I got to cover 5G. I got to cover vaccines. I got to cover pollution. I have to cover everything. So the listeners and ourselves, you're doing your research, Jim, but I just put it all together so people can come up with their own ideas and let me know, and we get the conversation rolling. It's just better than what the mainstream offer, which is all just rubbish. And I feel like I've got to take certain things. There's some big YouTube entities that are just, they have hundreds of thousands of views, where they're talking about stuff like this guy. There's a huge entity on YouTube, doesn't like Donald Trump and all this. He's called Richie from Boston. You probably heard him, Jim. And he's talking about all this military buildup in the US, and there's all these that Trump's given the power of the country over to FEMA. And, you know, everyone's going to start getting locked up. Is it fear-mongering? Because they're not fear-mongering about a virus. They're saying the virus isn't real, don't worry. But they're telling you there's all this military buildup. And so there's a lot of different things going on. I feel like I have to cover and go through everything, no matter how ugly. Or if people think it's wrong, I still have to do it just so we can work out what's going on here at the end of the day.
You're a talk show host.
You got to do it. Yeah, I have to have people on and let them. I mean, we were talking today in a podcast. It was interesting. And we were talking about the big vaccine push, which is coming, Jim. And I don't think, you know, I mean, yeah, the anti-vaxxers are talking about it and everyone argues. But if I just put all that aside and I look, they are very, very, very much pushing these vaccines and flu shots on us. And we were talking about the new vaccines, with the new COVID vaccines, how they will permanently alter DNA. And the guests were talking about that. And I went back to a John Rappaport article that he did on February 6th talking about that. He's talking about how these synthetic genes will be incorporated into people's DNA with these new vaccine lines that they're coming out with. Now, a vaccine's a product. I don't know what's going to be in these bloody things, but they're definitely building up the big COVID vaccine. And I was trying to check. I think it will become part of the childhood schedule. Maybe it will be incorporated into all our lives. I don't know if they're just going to come out with a whole new flu vaccine that you'll have to get every winter, and it will be this, or they'll have a separate COVID vaccine as well as your annual flu shot. What John's talking about in this article on the new DNA, permanently altering our DNA, it's quite staggering. And I think, I don't know what your thoughts are on this, but I think it is coming, and I don't know what we can do in society to avoid it, because they're just pushing so strong, you know, with these shots now. It really has been a part of COVID, because that's the side I have to look at as well. And if someone were to ask me, I'd say it's definitely vaccines are part of this, because they just pushed it from day one, you know?
Right.
So strongly.
Well, all we can do is what we've always done, is to keep monitoring the people who, I guess, you know, there are people who are working on trying to avoid these vaccines, and we just have to stay in touch with the anti-vaccine people, and I guess, you know, they're really trying to figure out the rules and what state in the United States is allowing leeway, and whether it's going to be a federal order that everybody has to have vaccines or whatever. And we have to try and figure out just really exactly how dangerous these vaccines are, you know, if Is there any way through nutrition or whatever, if you stay healthy, can your body fight these things? And that's it. You know,
I could read out a little bit here for you, Jim. Just a bit of what John writes to get your opinion on it. He's talking about these vaccines are technology, and there's a reference here to the New York Times, Protection Without a Vaccine. It describes the frontier of research. Here are key quotes that illustrate the use of synthetic genes to protect against disease while changing the genetic makeup of humans. By delivering synthetic genes into the muscles of the experimental monkeys, the scientists are essentially re-engineering the animals to resist disease. The sky's the limit, said Michael Farzan, an immunologist at Scripps and lead author of the new study. The first human trial based on this strategy, called immunoprophylaxis by gene transfer, or IGT, is underway, and several new ones are planned. And that was 5 years ago. IGT is altogether different from traditional vaccination. It instead a form of gene therapy. Scientists isolate the genes that produce powerful antibodies against certain diseases and then synthesize artificial versions. And the genes are placed into viruses and injected into human tissue, usually muscle. Viruses invade human cells with their DNA payloads, and the synthetic gene is incorporated into the recipient's own DNA. If all goes well, the new genes instruct the cells to begin manufacturing powerful antibodies.
Yeah. Could be total
Frankenstein.
It could just be total BS, because it sounds like virology. It sounds like all the medical stuff. Anything medical comes with a whole package of garbage propaganda, the biggest words they can think of to impress you. The only thing that could be true about this is that it's bad for your health.
What do you think about the synthetic genes going in?
Any sophisticated way, but it's probably just going to be a plain, ordinary. The net result is they're poisoning you. You know, and they're going to supply you with a big propaganda story about how wonderful it is. But, there was always a sophisticated BS story with a vaccine. So even, as people are more and more educated on the internet, they have to give you more and more sophisticated stories, you know. So, it may come down that we could resist these things just with good health, maintaining good health, and trying to expose ourselves to as few vaccines as possible. There's not much other choice we have. Try to avoid them, try to maintain our health. A lot of times these games they play, they leave an out. A loophole. They leave a door for us to try to find, all the vaccines that I've had all my life, they sort of depended upon my cooperation, and maybe they will continue with that plan, even though it seems you have no choice, like I was in the Army, and they said I had to have these vaccines, so I took them. But I could have gone up the chain of command, and I could have argued, and maybe I could have got a delay or got out of them. I don't know, But they say your child has to have it, or they can't go to school. But maybe school's not that great of a thing anyway, because they're teaching a lot of horse manure.
Mm. Yeah, a lot of countries are getting that, Heavenly Jim, with the shots.
Of their school propaganda by telling you that story that you can't go and expose your child to their school propaganda unless you're vaccinated. So that enhances the value of the of school.
Yeah, you got to get a child's got to get a flu shot to go into a public school.
Right. What? So you assume there must be something good about public school.
Well, you'd have to be pretty stupid, but I guess that they do, yeah.
You know, so, yeah. So, I mean, it's hard to trust them, even when they tell you dangerous things about their stuff, you know. So
I don't know. I tend to think that, yeah, these new generation vaccines could have some technology in them that I wouldn't want to mess with.
Right.
But, yeah, no, we steer clear out of the way of those things. What's interesting, yeah. Jim, as well, if I could bring in ultrasound, it could be another whole podcast. I'm wondering if you were thinking about this. Seems they're setting up the population through COVID, and especially the young people, to be sick or to accept sickness or think that they're going to get sick. And they're telling the millennials now, and in Australia, they're telling them that, oh, you're going to get COVID. If you do, you might not know you got it or you had it or whatever. You think that you're going to be immune to it, but it could pop up again. You could get it later. So that's what they're telling young people. They're saying, and so, well, you have to vaccinate or whatever. But they're basically spooking a lot of people, saying that, you know, you've had it or whatever, but then you could get it again. And they're telling people that, you know, this is kind of a part of our lives now, that it's the new normal, and that incorporates, you know, the social distancing and everything. They're saying in Australia and many countries that we may never go back to normal. And how are we going to act in the workplace when we go back to work? And how are nurses and doctors and people that go in hospitals and schools, how are we all going to act around each other? And even if we go into a restaurant, maybe the tables should be a bit further apart now, and we should keep this social distancing in some way, shape, or form going. Because this could come back. The boogeyman virus could come back at any time. They're setting the population up to be sick, especially our young people. They're brainwashing them into believing that that they could get this any time and it could come back. So they grow up thinking that I could get sick again. It's almost like that whole genetic pointing the bone, because your mom or your grandma, you know, had breast cancer, then, you know, you got to chop your breasts off if you're a girl, because you're going to get the cancer too, and everything like this. So it's the fear mongering that the, you know, the doctors and the pharmaceutical industry feed off. And we've talked about that a lot. But I'm wondering here, Jim, with ultrasound and all the work that we've done with you and all your books and everything, this creates, you know, these massive health problems in society, but it's again, it's not being addressed. This could play into this. Have you thought about that as all, that they're making young people feel like they're kind of permanently sick on the back of COVID, and that in all of this, ultrasound, I mean, we've talked with you a lot about pollution, but ultrasound has gone under the rug again, but it's creating sick people from birth who are vulnerable, because
right.
The damage, the pre-existing damage has been laid. The foundations of damage have been laid before they even came into the world, and they're damaged and they come out. And as you said, the egg could look perfect with not a crack on it, but the damage is internal and you can't see it at first. And so this could have something to do with this as well. That's what I think, even more than pollution, because the ultrasound is still going on. People are still pregnant and having kids, all the millions, and we're not hearing about it. And those foundations of sickness, permanent sickness, are being laid down like bricks by the government and the pharmaceutical companies and people like Bill Gates and whoever it is, that you're almost going to be permanently living with COVID now. Or if you're healthy, or you feel like you're healthy, you know, you can't, because it's going to come and get you at any time, you know.
Well, the whole, the millennials, they do feel, and they become actually proud of it in a way, that they are dysfunctional. You know, they do feel that they are vulnerable and dysfunctional, and they're not brave, and et cetera, you know, and it seems like, well, you know, according to Yuval Harari, the elite historian, human beings are managed according to agricultural protocols. International global advisories are driving the management of human society in terms of agricultural protocols. That means Well, in corporate agriculture, all the animals and the plants are raised according to the principle of hormesis, which is that you want to, in order to ensure vitality and production, and the rapid flow of ideas and products and maximum profit, you want to poison society constantly as much as possible to maintain a heightened metabolism. As soon as that metabolism goes down, you need to reduce the poisoning, but you need to maintain a light poisoning, in other words, a non-fatal or non-depressive rate of poisoning on society constantly. And now they've established through ultrasound, MRI, and air pollution, a way of doing this to society, of keeping it, and through vaccines with mercury in it, there are different ways to maintain this poisoning. It used to be they do it through errors, what we would perceive as errors, in manufacturing or whatever, too much pollution or whatever. But now they're with, ultrasound has become a ritual. It's dialed in dysfunction. It's a ritual of birth. And, which reminds me, this is on topic, but a little off topic, but I was
a ritual of birth
a couple of weeks ago. And by a restaurant, actually, this is before COVID started. I was sitting at a restaurant, and then in walk a family of six. There's four children and two parents. The parents are like 60 years old. They look like normal human beings, but the children were like one super nerdy kid that looked like a noodle with two legs, right? And then the children were like these giant fat kids, like super giant fat kids. And they're all teenagers, And I thought this could only happen from ultrasound. This is not normal. They're not normal. I mean, they're not even close to normal, but they're normal in our society nowadays. Because these, children with these misshapen heads and misshapen bodies, it's all becoming more and more normal. And there's a misshapen minds and personalities. And it's just, it's the way it is, Everybody's vulnerable. And this COVID thing is, I don't get it. Maybe it's a turning point. It's just a big turning point in society. People say, oh, it's wrecking the economy. But it's really what they're doing is reorienting the economy, the reorienting behavior. It's like a 90-degree turn or a 180, More like a 90-degree turn. They're resetting everybody for the future.
Mm.
It's possible to... are they really going to cut down pollution like they've been saying? It turns out that's been a lie, a big lie, it's windmills and solar energy and all that, is that really going to cut down pollution, or just make way for different kinds of pollution? Because now they have to cut back on some pollution if they're going to introduce new vaccines, if they're going to introduce electric EMF, new forms of EMF, new forms of air pollution, So they're just juggling the pollution. They're not cutting down on pollution. They're just juggling it, Because they're refining their poisoning methods.
Refining,
you think they'd have ultrasound,
Jeez. Yeah, it's something that we can't let go of, Jim. I have to keep discussing it and pushing it out there to those who want to listen,
Yeah.
Right. This is taking place right now. But, that family you mentioned, it really is the Adams family. That's what they've been showing us, And have been showing us in all the TV shows. It's really a Frankensteinish thing, you know, the Munsters and the Addams Family. These freaky families is what you're seeing now. Mum and Dad are walking down in a restaurant, sitting down with these kids that are. And I'm sorry, man. I know I sound cold, but I'm seeing it all the time, and we've covered with you a lot. I really do see it, and they you know, they want you to keep your kids away from them if they're not vaccinated. It's like, have you had a look at your kids? You know,
well, and they don't want something wrong there. They don't want you to even talk about it because you might be insulting somebody. You might hurt somebody's feelings.
But it's you got to do it. Some of these boys are really like 5 years old and they've got a lot of anger, man. Pent up rage with the content they're watching, and they got these. We talked about it with you anyway because I asked you that a dozen times, and I'm seeing the kids now in the playground everywhere with the misshaped heads and the snot and the weird heads and the. As you said, yeah, the clunkiness and the glasses and everything is just crazy, it's getting worse.
And they're on pharmaceuticals. They're all on them,
and it's weird. But how do you talk about it? You can't because you're an insensitive prick mentioning it about these poor kids. But what the hell are we supposed to do? I mean, it's true.
Yeah. Freaky families. That's a good alliteration.
Freaky, what they've been showing you in the TV.
Well, it's normal, yeah.
The freaky families, you know.
Yeah. I want to find these people who are exploiting humanity, and I'm hoping they'll give me a job, you know, in one of their underground refugee, you know, offices. I can be a researcher or something for them, you know.
Jeez.
Anyway.
Well, you know more than them.
Yeah, it's pretty horrible, you know. And the thing is, we're all a little damaged, you know, but I just think it's getting worse, you know.
Well, I guess if people are freaking out at what we're saying now, Jim, they'd have to go back to our older podcast where we went through this very deeply. What's happening to children and how they're looking, you know, and you can see it everywhere. I mean, the childcare centers, they're full of them, and it's become normalized where the parents just, it's not that they're not seeing it, they just don't want to see it, and that's just become a pattern.
It's so bad that you can't possibly admit that it's real, you know.
And the behavioral patterns and problems and just screaming and tantrums and... The way that they are, but it was the look of them that started to, and I've had people say it to me, you know, and others say, yeah, like I heard the show and what you were talking about, I'm seeing it in these kids.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to criticize anyone, but I'm seeing them around just the complexion and they're not like healthy looking kids, you know, and they're only young and people blame it all on vaccines. But, you know, as we said, the vaccine's just triggering. It's the damage is there.
It's there. And now the air pollution from COVID will be triggering on that and
everything. Yeah, your generations of continuing sick people.
But they'll have a drug for them that'll stabilize them and plant them in front of a computer, and they train them with computer games. You know, so they'll be good little Asperger computer people, and it'll be like the Matrix 1 movie, you know.
Yeah, providing
heat, they'll just be providing neurons, you know, to the system, you know. But it's just so wacko, you know. Like, it seems to me, if I was a ruling class person ruling the world, I would want healthy people. I would, you know, why would I want a bunch of vegetables out there, you know? Why do they want to do that to us, you know? Are they that desperate to dominate us that they have to render us dysfunctional? Why can't they just say, okay, look, you're a slave, and you're going to be a slave, but we're going to have healthy slaves, you know?
Maybe it's because we're that powerful, Jim, maybe, you know? I mean, even people who are so dumbed down and damaged, they're still... have this power about them in there. You know, the human spirit is so strong, and I think it could be that, you know, they just need to dumb down on those levels to keep it in a certain way, because even now people are waking up in mass and are seeing things. Even general people, everyday people, you can strike up a conversation here and there and they do see things, you know. And that was in the zombie movies as well, one of the Giorgio Romero movies that made Dawn of the Dead, the guy that made Dawn of the Dead with the zombies in the shopping mall and stuff. He made another recent movie where the zombies started thinking for themselves and becoming intelligent. And because all the elites lived in the big buildings in the city and they had the army there just plotting them off with the machine guns, you know, and all these powerful people lived up in the life of luxury in these buildings, and the zombies started cluing onto it and thinking for themselves. So they've been showing us in the movies who in exactly what they think of us, how they think of us and how they see us, you know. But the zombies will raise their heads up and, you know, put down their cup of fluoridated water and they'll say, you know, I don't like things here. Something's not right here, you know, and at least that's something. At least that's a spark somewhere deep inside. It's sparking, you know. I think maybe we are just, original state, that natural state that humans are supposed to be in is such a powerful thing that they're just so scared of us. They want to keep us in that dumbed down, really, really dumbed down, because it's just easy to control. But we produce a lot of fuel for them in energy.
People with power still need other people to act out their dreams.
We do that. We just do it unknowingly.
The problem they have, you know, so they have to come up with these layers of bullshit to maintain their little jello mountain, you know. You just have these layers of stupidity and dysfunction that they're the king of the mountain there, you know, of dysfunction mountain, you know. So that's just not the way it should be. I mean, why be the king of a manure pile? You know, the world is becoming a manure pile, a giant manure pile, and they're the king. How are they going to brag to elites on other planets about their kingdom if it's just nothing but manure, you know?
You're so romantic, Jim. You've just, they're very, very nice.
Well, see, I...
Well, that's good. That's what gets poured out of the TV every night. Poo.
Yeah, I can't stand it. The TV, especially now, it's just a river of COVID poo.
Yeah, it's poo. You turn it on and it just gets pumped into your living room on top of people, you know? It's unbearable.
Sometimes I'm subjected to it and I don't want to be, so I have earplugs.
It's horrible. It's so sexualized now. It's all these really over-sexualized people. Just they're telling you now in the media that having lots of sex, you won't catch COVID. So you don't have to worry about that, you know. But you get all these hosts on TV now, the real goody-two-shoes, encouraging people to dob everybody in, and you're selfish if you don't download the app so we can track you. And as I said on many podcasts, Jim, these are the people that are directing everybody off the cliff, but they never go off themselves.
Well, they're telling women that if they don't have enough sex, they're going to get a disease. You know, there's a whole bunch of diseases that they get, you know, and breast deformities if they don't have enough sex, you know.
Did you see the study? I think I sent it to you, that you won't get COVID-19 if you have sex. It's not transmitted that way.
Yeah, I think I saw it in passing, you know.
How does that work? Because we've got to all exercise 1.5 meters. So you have sex with someone who has COVID-19, you're not going to get it?
For some of us, it's no problem.
It's very selective, this virus, isn't it?
Yeah, the only people that will survive is guys with dicks that are 6 feet long.
So the guys in Kenya, then.
Yeah. that happy note, maybe I should bail out, you know.
Plug out, but interesting to look at ultrasound anyway, Jim, and this... I just thought that was interesting. I'd like you to, if you have any more thoughts, or you write books on it, but I just feel like they're setting our young people up to accept sickness even more than before, you know, because they've created that, you know, like the 9/11 thing, they created the terrorist boogeyman. And as Dick Cheney said, you know, we'll never win the war on terror. So basically it's, you know, that terror cells and things, the Arabs, they're coming to get, it's always going to be there. They could be blow up a coffee shop you're in or whatever, and they're always creating that fear, so it keeps the public in that fear mode, you know, and on edge, and that's how they maintain the control. But I feel like, yeah, definitely they're setting society up and our young people to be tracked and traced and accepted, and but also feel helpless that this could come back any time and just get used to being sick in a way.
You know, life is, when you look at it, you know, with death, you know, we all have to face death, you know, and it can be very, I guess, very daunting and frightening. And a lot of people just would rather live the drama that's being given to them on TV in exchange for not having to confront life with rational conversations. You know, like, I've noticed that in this COVID thing, more than ever, that people don't want to talk about a solution. They want the bullshit. You know, you can't, if you say, look, it doesn't have to be this way, or look, why can't there just be conversation? Or don't you wonder why there's no real conversation on TV? I mean, I'm not even trying to convince anybody of anything. I just approach them with the idea of, why is there no counterpoint on TV? Aren't you suspicious when there's no counterpoint? You know, and they don't want to hear it. They get fear in their eyes and they walk away, you know, or they get angry, you know. Maybe the system knows people better than we do, and it's giving them a product that they want. Maybe people are, you know, dysfunctional philosophically before even there's a physical problem or a health problem. Maybe there's a philosophical problem which people cannot surmount, you know, and they want then to trade in control. They want to trade in their health. They want to trade in everything just so that they can keep on loving whatever they want. You know, you know, there is something happening here. I mean, you know, when I remember one of the defenses that Novartis, the world's largest pharmaceutical maker, right? One of the things they always said is that we know our customers better than anybody. And that always sort of bothered me, you know, because, yeah, well, maybe they know better. You know, we're criticizing the pharmaceutical companies, but they know their customers because they design the advertisements. So they have to know their customers. You know, they're the ones that are suckering everybody into their pharmaceuticals, but they can only do that by knowing the mentality of their consumers, you know? So maybe they're right. You know? I mean, I think that's if you're an executive high up in a pharmaceutical company, I think you would have to come to that conclusion that you're dealing with an insane world. And so you might as well take the money and run. You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't see the whatever.
It's not,
yeah, nuts. I think I need a college degree if I'm going to, you know, I don't know.
What do you think's happening with the mainstream media, Jim? I'm not seeing this in Australia. We'll plug out now, and I know it's late, but I'm getting all this stuff through. This one's from the Washington Times, and the heading is COVID-19 turning out to be a huge hoax perpetrated by the media. That's a few that I've got up from the United States, just saying that it's all a media spin, that it's not real, and everything coming from the mainstream media, the big mainstream media, or some of them, in the US. What do you think they're playing at here? Why are they telling us this now?
Is the Washington Times a mainstream paper?
Washington Times. What is that?
I don't think it's a mainstream paper, though.
No. I'll put that through to you anyway so you can read it.
It's a name that sounds like a mainstream paper, but I don't think it is. I think. I'm not sure.
I'll send a couple more I got that were interesting too. It seems to be, it was on another alternative website, and they had the Washington Times link there, and they're just saying that the deaths due to this are hardly anything, and it's all media spin and hype and everything like that. It's all just pushing fear and propaganda, you know, now, after telling us all to lock inside, you know?
Yeah. Well, with all these epidemics, there's a part of it that's a real death. You know, there's a real toxicity. I mean, that's why I had to move out of New York. You know, I could see it coming. You know, I had to get out. You know, so I was coughing like crazy. You know, I know people that are sick in New York. So there's something there, but I think once they get something there, then they hype it as much as possible. So probably most of it, well, absolutely, most of the cases are probably fake, you know, because all you need is a test that says positive.
Mm.
There is a core that they use to get it rolling. It's a lot of it's fake, and some of it's real. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
They get a lot of money for a diagnosis of COVID. You know. Same with polio. During the big polio era of the 70s and 60s, 50s, the hospital would get paid if they diagnosed a person with polio. If they couldn't diagnose them with polio, they wouldn't get paid. The government wouldn't give them the free money.
Mm.
Dimes, providing money to hospitals. So it's like the bison. You know, they put a money on the head of a bison, and people kill bison. And now they put money on a polio diagnosis or a COVID diagnosis, and you get an epidemic. You know, but I still think at the core there is a poison element that's creating, you know, you've seen doctors say we're dealing with something we've never dealt with before. We're dealing with destroyed lungs. The membranes of the lungs are destroyed, you know. So maybe for every person that dies of COVID with destroyed lungs, you're going to have 20 people that are just a case, you know. They may not really have much of a disease.
Mm.
So the 20-1 ratio of reality, of fakeness to reality.
I guess a lot of people wouldn't assume that with every COVID-19 case that gets wrongly diagnosed, there's money being made. It really is like a poker machine.
Yeah, they're saying that our economy is destroyed, but depends what side of the economy you're on, you know. Well, I better head out.
Of course, Jim. I'm going to pick your brain on the next show a little bit about ultrasound and pollution as well.
Right.
Just what those vulnerabilities with children being born under in this ultrasound generation, you know, more than ever now with that technology, what this might mean with current states and levels of pollution, how that would how that works, you know, with the vulnerabilities being created in there. That's an interesting one to me. And you probably covered it a bit in your books, but we always talk about ultrasound and vaccines, but I'm sort of wondering to myself, you know, of course, there's a lot of, you know, a lot of bad things that children get exposed to, but I'm thinking, you know, children growing up in polluted cities like New York who have had a lot of ultrasound through their mums, and those vulnerabilities are there, what's going to be created through the pollution, and what are they going to call it?
Yeah, no problem. That'll be a good discussion.
Yeah, I want you to cover that. Anyway, we'll do that on the next show, Jim. Ultrasound and pollution vulnerabilities there, because that's have to keep talking about that. Your website's harvoa.org. I always put up all the information. Great research, and good night, Jim West. Thanks for joining us.
Good night, and thank you, Adam.